Man, it has been kind of a wild first few months, first half of 2020. And we all know that. I'm not telling anybody anything that they don't know. But wow, it's just been so wild. And I've had a lot of thoughts that I've sat down, I've recorded multiple things about what is going on in the world, how it affects me, my thoughts on it. But every time I sit down and I start talking, I'm just like, this doesn't matter what my point of view is. Doesn't matter that I have an opinion. And I think for the most part, yes, I think everybody should have an opinion. That's what makes the world go around. But I think there's this part of me where I'm scared to share that opinion because I don't want to be attacked. I've seen a lot of really hateful comments going on, you know, on the internet. I wish I was taking more of a break from social media, but for whatever reason, I keep going back to it, and I don't know why, because I haven't really posted anything, and I don't think it's this fear of missing out that I typically have to deal with, but I don't know, I keep going back, you know. I'm sitting on the couch after work, after the kids are in bed, something on the TV just kind of is background noise, and then I end up opening my phone, pulling up Facebook, pulling up Twitter, and between the COVID-19 pandemic, the current situation with cops, with black people. Okay, let me get real white here. Don't know what a good phrase is to use here, you know, but the Black Lives Matter movement, things like that. It's all very overwhelming. And I don't know. I don't know where, man, I don't know how to explain how I feel, and I'm repeating myself here. I don't know what to say. I don't know why I even need to record something, why I need to let my opinion be heard, because there are so many more people out there who have said things better than I can. I write better, but I write better than I speak, obviously, because I stumble all over myself here. But that's kind of what I've been dealing with over the last several months, is what do I say? What do I, you know, what do I bring to the table that's different from somebody else? And I had a discussion with a friend of mine on Facebook, because I posted very simply that I had picked up a summary copy of Ibram X. Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. And a very, very short 20-page summary. And I'm going to be digging into the full book once I have a little bit of money to set aside for that. And I know a lot of people would just be like, well, don't go to Starbucks and don't buy this and buy that. I'm not. Just in the process of buying a house, and the money that I spend on other things is a little slim right now. So I will get to that book before anybody says anything about, hey, stop what you're doing, read it now. I'm going to. Okay. That is the plan. Also, I can't just go to my library. Obviously, COVID-19 stuff still going on. I do believe it'll be opening soon, but I have some outstanding fees with my library because I'm a terrible human being. So, anyway, I got sidetracked because I looked at something for work while talking. Sorry. But I posted that basically, you know, I've been meaning to pick up this book. I found a summary copy and I'm going to read it. And just kind of the concept of white privilege. And I'm trying to understand that. I'm trying to understand the history of Black lives, because it is very tumultuous. It's very hard. And I understand that. But I want to understand it on a deeper level so that I'm not just another white person spouting off whatever the popular opinion is. I think it's very easy to rally behind a movement that seems like it's good. And I'm not saying that the Black Lives Matter movement is not good. I do think that it is good. I think that I want to be on the right side of it instead of the wrong side of it. And there's a lot going on here. That said, for me, it's an education standpoint. And I had this conversation on Facebook with my friend, and he kind of talked a little bit about how he thinks that the white privilege concept isn't necessarily a thing. And he made some points that support his opinion. But I think that something that we're missing as people, that I'm missing as a white person, is there's a different kind of persecution that happens when you are a person of color, whether you're Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, when that is your heritage. I think there's a different kind of persecution that you don't get when you're white. And I think it's hard for white people to handle the fact that they do have a history of being wrong and wronging people. And again, this is just kind of off the dome, just my thoughts. I'm just kind of spilling everything out here. So obviously, if you have comments, I don't want to get into a huge political, you know, massive debate or anything. I'm just kind of sharing my thoughts because this podcast is my platform to share those opinions, to talk, to say what I want to say. And if people respond, they respond. If they don't, they don't. In the end, I think that people, all people, I don't care what color, I don't care what your heritage is, I think you need to become more educated about history, because you need to learn from history. You need to learn that, you know, slavery really was a thing. You need to learn about how terrible it is and how it impacted future generations of Black people. Same thing with, you know, camps during, what was it? See, and here's where my education falls short. But, you know, these camps that we put Asian families in many, many, many years ago, segregating them because they could be affiliated with, you know, the Chinese or the Japanese or whatever that was. And I'm sure some people understand the history that I'm talking about here. But, you know, we have this, as a country, we have this history of racism. You know, you look at Native Americans, white people took their land. And yeah, I didn't take their land. My grandpa didn't. My dad didn't. But I'm still affiliated with white people. And I think the point I'm making is people need to educate themselves, because we're going to do a lot more harm by just spouting off whatever sounds good, supporting whatever cause sounds good, we could actually turn the tides and do more damage than we need to. And I don't know, just educate yourself. I guess that's where I'm going with this. All right, that's it. I guess that's my two cents on what's going on in the world, because I needed to get it off my chest.